today. Vinod, stand up and clarify about Paramananda. Then Paramananda, at first being Vandana. What Vandana? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhate girim jati patam hanavande Paramananda madhavam. Is the word Paramananda. What does it mean? Always Paramananda use that any word that is two sense. Here Paramananda means personal assistant of Prabhupada, his name is Paramananda. Here Paramananda means Krishna, and is another meaning also. Srila Sridhara Swamipada, he do this prayer about his Gurudev. His Gurudev name was Paramananda.
Commentary of Srimad
Bhagavatam, Sridhara Swami. First commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. For whom Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he would not respect Swami, means Sridhara Swami, he is like a prostitute. So Mukam Karati Bachalam, Mukam means even a dumb person, he will be very good speaker. He can speak very fluently, very easily. Pangum langhate girim. If there is a lame man, he can climb on the top of mountain. What does it mean? If mukam karati bachalam, if anyone does not know about any scriptures, about any shastras, he don't know any siddhanta, then by mercy of Guru Padma, he can know all siddhanta and he can reconcile any kind of problem of scriptures. And he can cross the all siddhanta very easily by mercy of Gurudev. How? Jatripa tamahang vande, by mercy which that Guru I go down his lotus feet. Who is this? This Paramananda. So Jeev Srila Swamipada praying for his Gurudev. Here this is for Vandana for everyone can pray his Gurudev by this mantra. Srila Swamipada pray this for his Gurudev, and everyone can pray for Krishna also. There are these three meanings. Param Guru at first uttered this sloka. Who is this? Who is this Paramananda? Aho bhagdam, aho bhagdam, nanda gopa prajokasam, janimitra paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. One day, Krishna was rolling on ground. Mother Yashoda gave him shower and dressed him, well dressed. After a couple of minutes, he is rolling on ground. Seeing this, Mother Yashoda chastised Krishna. Oh, you are so naughty. I should not feed you anymore. I should not take you in my lap also. But Krishna is rolling, oh, Mother, please pick me and take your lap. Mother says, no, no, you are so naughty, so dirty. I give you sir just now, you make all dress dirty. I should not touch you even. What about to take you on my lap? I should not touch you even. Krishna is rolling and praying again and again. Seeing this, Narada Sri became astonished. Oh, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is praying for his mother. He wants his mother loves. He wants his mother love. Oh, how fortunate is Mother Yashoda. How fortunate is Nanda Baba. How fortunate is Brajavasi. That Krishna is the eternal friend. So here, that Paramananda word came also. After that, who is this Paramananda? Then they put another slope. Isvaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Isvaraha Paramakrishna. Param word is came here again. Who is this? Anandamaya Vasadhanguru. Param Gurudev quoted condensed form from Vedanta Sutra. Anandamaya Vasad. Who is full of pleasure? Who can give pleasure to all his Anandamaya. About these circumstances, Shankaracharya told that Sri Vyasadeva done wrong here. He can say Krishna is Ananda. Ananda Upasadi can write. Why he told Anandamaya? If he will write Anandamaya, something will be mistake, because Brahma is Bikar, beyond Bikar. Bikar means beyond reaction. If you put any aluminium in sulfuric acid, you can see immediate some form and it will melt. It is called Bikar. So if we think that Anandamaya, that means the full of Ananda, but something will be not pleasure. So this condensed form is wrong according to Shankaracharya's philosophy, but it is not correct. Krishna is Ananda and Anandamaya both. And what is this abhas in practice? If you want to know Krishna, you have to practice what? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasa Sakham, Atmani Vedanam. Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu, Bhaktischenna Valakhana, Kriyad Bhagavata Dhatan Manya Aditam Uttamam. You have to practice all these things under guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. If you think, oh, Guru is all in all, I should not care for Vaishnavas, then you could not achieve your ultimate goal. Why not? Srila Prahlada Maharaj told, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Paninacha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Ishara Radhaninacha. You have to surrender yourselves, lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev, under guidance of Vaishnava, you have to serve Gurudev, under guidance of Vaishnava and Gurudev, you have to serve divine couple. Then you can achieve your goal, otherwise it is impossible. So if you respect only Vaishnavas, not Gurudev, it is not correct. If you respect only Gurudev, not Vaishnavas, it is also not correct. We have to respect Gurudev and Vaishnav according to their quality and qualification. They are in one line. So Hari Guru Vaishnav Tiner Smaran, Tiner Smaran Yaha Vigna Vinasan. You remember Hari Guru and Vaishnav. By their remembrance, our obstacle will go away from ever, forever. After that, Paramudev told that this is Paramananda Prabhu, is servant of that Paramananda. So I bow down his feet also. After that, he glorified Paramananda Prabhu. Different ways, he served Prabhupada like this, so many ways. Here this Prabhupada became so pleased and gave him title Kriti Ratna. Kriti Ratna means, Ratna means jewel, Kriti means who did so many thing that somebody speaking, somebody cooking, somebody preaching, all somebody rounder, publishing, all-rounder. So, who is jewel of all-rounder? It is Kriti Ratna. So, Prabhupada gave him Kriti Ratna and gave his own Vedanta books to him, that means Param Gurudev. And how we shall please this Paramananda? Then Gurudev put another condensed form, Apisang Radhane. Apisang Radhane means that the propensity of Radhika to please Krishna, it is called Aradhana. So if you adopt this theory, how we can please Hari Guru and Vaishnava, it is called Aradhana. That is also mentioned in Vedanta Sutra.
Which sutra?
Vedanta Sutra. After finishing this chapter, we have told once Srila Param Gurudev was coming Navadvip Dham from Mathura. Srila Maharaj and two, three devotees was there. So one railway magistrate came and took his seat just beside to Param Gurudev. Arjya Samaji means their philosophy, they have no faith on Murti, on Sivigraha. And they only believe about Pratyaksha, that means direct. They never keep faith in Sivigraha. And which they see, they can admit this thing other than is they don't admit it. So he came and said, oh, they are sadhus, so he want to do some job and want to test, is that the real sadhu or not? If it's real, then good. If it's not real, then he can crush them. So he want to came. Then Maharaj and other devotees also, 2-3, they give some seat to take his seat just beside Param Gurudev. And Param Gurudev is so intelligent. If anyone will ask any question, suppose that his answer is ready before this question, ask check to Param. So they are asking that Bhagavan may be visible or not. I hope that Bhagavan is not visible. There is nothing about Bhagavan. One of the immediate replied, yes, there is Bhagavan, so you are uttering this word Bhagavan, uttering the word God. If there is no God, how you can utter a word God? There must be God, something that you can utter about God. If there is nothing about God, how can you utter the God word? So it proves that God is always present in this world. Other than you could not utter this God word also. Are you understand?
If nothing is there, you cannot mention the name of
God. Yes. If nothing is there, he could not mention about that thing. So if no God is there in this universe, so how you mention about God? So God is there, must be there in this planet, so you are mentioning about God, this is the proof. He became astonished. Oh. Then he asked that, I never seen God, so I have no faith in God. Which I see, I can admit only, other than I never admit. Then Paramahamsa told, yes, without seeing, you bound to admit. He said, no, never. Father, not never, yes, ever. I can prove. But there is one condition, you should not be get angry. I can prove, unless I should not be angry. How you will prove? Then Paramdev asked him, what is your name? He told, my name is Mr. Chaturvedi. What is your father name? My father name is Samsundar Chaturvedi. Paramdev told, no. As before he asked, who is in your family? So my mother, my brother, my sister, one servant. Paramdev told, no. He said, Samsundar Chaturvedi is not your father. The servant is your father, I can prove. He became so angry.
Don't be angry.
From the told, I told you as before, you should not get angry. Why you became angry? I can prove. Be peaceful. Be silent and be peaceful. Be calm and quiet. He told, how you can prove? Then Param Gurudev asked that relay magistrate, have you seen meeting between your parents, that you came in your mother's room? He becomes speechless. None can see the meeting of parents when he came in womb. So when any son come in mother's room, how he can see the meeting of his parents? It is quite impossible. So Paramahamsa asked, how you can keep your faith that he is your father? From whom you know this fact?
Mother.
He told, I know from my mother. The Paramahamsa told that, so without seeing, you have to keep faith in your mother. So we have to keep faith in your mother. If mother can tell false, what you will do? If you will come in your mother through the servant, you can prove, if your mother tells lie, So you have to keep faith on your mother, and which your mother will tell, it must be true. But according to our scriptures, sometimes mother can tell lie, but our scriptures never will lie. Our scriptures like mother, they are telling Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead, He is our Father, so you have to bound to admit. After that, he do pranam and keep his neck down and went away from the place. So Pandu is so powerful, so influenced person. Param Gurudev established Krishna in white color. When he established white color, then so many devotees at that time, his god brother Adar, they discuss and criticize also. But no one has to dare to come in presence in front of him. So many Vaishnavas, they request Param Pujya Vasudeva Maharaj to ask about this. Then Param Gurudev composed one Ashtakam. Radha Chinta Nivesena Jasya Kantir Vilopita Sri Krishna Charanang Bande Radha Lingita Vigraham. That means Radha Chinta Nivesena. When Krishna play on flute, Rasa Dance start. After that, Krishna disappeared from Rasa Dance. But not only Krishna, Srimati Radhika sing. Radhika saw that Krishna is dancing with all gopis and dancing with her also. He used to say that, "I love you more than anyone, and you are my most beloved." But today it proves that he is quite a liar. He is loving me and other gopis equal. So how it is possible? So Krishna is liar, I should not be in Rasa Dance. So Radhika disappeared from Rasa Dance. Krishna saw, if there are no Radhika is there, for whom this Rasa? So Krishna disappeared from this Rasa Dance also. After that, searching him, he decorated herself, and Radhika told, "I could not walk more. Why you like, you can carry me." So he replied, "You can keep seat, you can take your seat on my
shoulder,
I shall carry you." So Radhika became so immersed in some mood, she could not see. There is some reason also. Sri Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, they explained. Radhika thought, "Oh my all gopis, they did so many things for me, for myself. Leaving them, I shall be only with, alone with Krishna. I don't like." So he treated as a lie that he could not see Krishna, and he fell down, became senseless. Leaving Radhika, Krishna went in Litala in Vrindavan. Because gopis are coming, hearing their voice, Krishna disappeared from there and went to Imlitala. And he is thinking there, "Oh, Srimati Radhika loves me, served me so many ways. I leave her." He always thinking about Krishna, Radhika. He became like golden color. So, Radha Chinta Niveshana Jasya Kantir Vilopita. Thinking of Radhika, whose complexion go out. He is Vinod Bihari. In Swapna Vilasamritam and in Vilas Bhagavatamritam, it is support about white Krishna. So, which Param Gurudev established, it is quite according to scriptures. How we establish? During his bhajan, when in sadhak they have three stages, who is high qualified sadhak Uttam Bhagavat. One called Antardasa, another Ardhavajyadasa, and third is Vajyadasa. Antardasa, by his constitutional form, he always served divine couple. And when Ardhavajyadasa, not that deep mood and not in External mood, not internal mood. Middle of external and internal mood, both. Sometimes he is thinking that external mood, sometimes internal mood. This is called Ardha Vajja Dasa. And when Sadhak came in external mood, this is called Vajja Dasa. Oh, what is the symptom of these things? In Antardasa, he always see divine couple and serve them. In half external, half internal stage, he speaks like a mad person. And when he came in external form, external stage, then he always discuss Harikatha and doing Kirtan. So, when Param Gurudev was in his internal mood and in his constitutional form, he is serving at that time divine couple, then he means Param Gurudev saw these pastimes. So he manifests Krishna as white form, white color, that means golden color. So which Param Gurudev do, everything is supported by scriptures. Nothing is wrong in him because he is beyond illusion, mistake, cheated and imperfect senses. So beyond all these things. So we have seen about golden color Krishna in Bhagavatamritam and by Sanatana Goswami and Sapna Vilasamritam by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So many things, I hope that you have heard from Umadidi also.
No, the men didn't have a chance and many ladies didn't also. So please do.
There was something very funny. I'll tell you. Do you remember this? Short but very funny,
everybody knows. Do you have to do anything?
Tomorrow again, because I have to go to Gurudev also.
Tomorrow is Prabhupada's Avivah.
Oh.
No time tomorrow.
Then in Puri.
Puri.
Puri, I have
time?
No time. No, I have to, Gurudev dictated I have to write twice a day.
Oh, you're doing
it. About Param Gurudev biography.
Maybe you can just give a gist of...
Yes, he's asking about one funny thing. Oh, Narasimha Maharaj, disciple of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is uncle of my Gurupad Padma, Ong Vishwamada Parivrajakacharya Varyasila Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Goswami Maharaj. His own uncle from his birthplace. After passing away of Prabhupada, so many disciples of Prabhupada, they are going here and there. Then Narasimha told, I always be in lion's group. I should not be in jackal group. Then everyone began to laugh because Param Gurudev, like a lion. So he told, I like being in group of a lion, not be group in a jackal. I should not go there. And Srila Narasimha Maharaj used to stay in Mathura. He loves Srila Maharaj so much. He used to live in Mathura. Always he was in Mathura and disciple from Mathura also.
And his samadhi there?
Yes.
That's what this morning he said.
Yes. Here also told in class, Prabhupada told here. And there also. Then I always be in group of lions, not in group of jackal. I don't like jackal. There was funny thing also, I can remember. This one and another. Maybe this was. Then everybody wants to begin love. Yes. Because no funny thing I am seeing here anymore.
Also, this morning Gurudev said one somebody is there of cow.
Oh. There is one cow in our mouth. the life of a cow, how many years?
Maybe 15, 20 years.
Yes.
Maximum.
Maximum 20, 15 to 20. But we had one cow here. When she was baby cow, then she used to climb up on the Param Gurudev Bhajan Kuti there every day. And Param Gurudev loves her so much. Every day will come, she will take prasad of Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev used to give some prasad from his own plate. When she became grow up, she became pregnant, yet she used to come every day. Then Param Gurudev asked that now baby is in her womb, don't allow to come stairs. So Brahmachari in charge of mort, they not allow her to come up. She gave about 12 baby cows. But in cow never gave about 12 babies in his whole life, in her whole life, but he gave 12 or 13. And he was in this hall up to 29 years. After 29 years, last year in 1997, he disappeared. So they put him samadhi also in that place.
Only last year?
Yes,
that's
last year.
That's the old cow that used to wander around here.
Yes, an old cow.
Horns hanging down. White.
Not white, like
she was
white
really
or something reddish. Yes.
Yeah.
So last year,
yeah, right.
They died in 1997, maybe 3-4 months before only. 4-5 months before.
But after she must be there more than 29, because in Param Gurudev, she has a baby. Gurudev,
yes, more than 29 years.
40 years.
60. Param Gurudev, first time from this world, 68. Oh, yes. Maybe 39 he was. She was.
40 years.
Yeah, 39 or 40, because she gave milk for Param Gurudev also. So he was about 39 or 40. So in veterinary department, they used to say all public, if you want to see cow, oh, so long live cow, we have to go Gaudiya Math, about 39 or 40 years. We never heard about this. This is the exceptional case, because she took mercy from Param Gurudev and she served Param Gurudev so much. So it is possible by mercy of Param Gurudev. So if we get chance again tomorrow, we shall discuss, because I have to do so many things also. Hare Krishna, Bancha Kalvataru Bhastati Pas, Hindu Bhaiya Vachi. That we are so fallen, we are so wretched. But Srila Prabhupada give us chance to do bhajan. As before, no one so merciful to give chance for such fallen soul to do bhajan. Srila Bhakti Thakur addressed his seventh Goswami, but he wrote so many books. But if Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Thakur not come in this world, then his all books may be bite by worm, eaten by worm. There is no one to teach his books. After this, Gurudev told, if my Gurudev, that means Param Gurudev, not come, then who will preach Prabhupada all over the world? His disciples preach him all over the world. And Gurudev told that our Param Gurudev published more books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, more than Srila Prabhupada. Param Gurudev published all books, more than Prabhupada. Prabhupada not published so many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He preached every year, but Param Gurudev published almost his all books. So Prabhupada took birth in Jagannath Puri. During his birth, there is sign of tilak in 12 parts, limbs of parts of body. But no need of mic.
It will get louder.
So I shall do after class. After.
No.
After
last time you had the thing, no problem.
Otherwise, if you think that I can do after arati,
yeah.
Bhakti Krishna Thakur took birth from his mother womb. there are marks of tilak, 12 part limbs of his body. When his mother saw, she asked Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Oh, please come, come, come." There is this vividly sign that marks of tilak all over his body. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, "He is not an ordinary person, he is an extraordinary one, liberated soul came here. Please take care of him and notice him very carefully." After that, when he grew up, during grand ceremonies, time has come, car festival came at that time. Car of Jagannath Dev came and stopped in courtyard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Government tried at his best to pull the car. They failed. They arranged military soldier and elephant, horse, yet they could not do so. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the time he was magistrate of the Puri district, he took his baby and came to Jagannath Dev and put his baby in the feet of Jagannath Dev. Then Jagannath Dev, garland of Jagannath Dev came down from his neck. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood that he is not an ordinary boy, he is an extraordinary personality, something must be related with Jagannath Dev, that means related with Krishna. So he took some grain and put grain on his mouth, baby's mouth, and told this is grand ceremony for him, and put this garland on baby's neck, and he came away with his baby, then car start automatically. At first, while Prabhupada grew up, then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him some charge at Satasan. Satasan means one area of Puri, it is called Satasan. You know about Siddhanti Maharaj's Math, Sarasat Gaudiya Math. Before Sarasat Gaudiya Math, right hand, it is called Satasan area. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to deliver his speech about Chaitanya Charitamritam. After some days, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave this responsibility to Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada started lecture, all of them became so upset because Prabhupada is telling everything directly. He don't want to minimize with any
compromise.
Want to compromise any bad siddhanta. After that, we were told that what is bhakti? So we have to know about Sarup Siddha, Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha. Sarup Siddha means 64 kinds of devotion. Among of them, 9 kinds of devotion is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasya, Sukham, Atmanivedanam. So these 9 kinds of bhakti is called Sarup Siddha Bhakti. We have to offer ourselves lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev. After that we have to start all these, and this is called Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Among 9, there is 5. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathurava, Sri Murti, Shraddhaya Sevan. Sakal Sadhan Sreshtha, Ei Pancha Anga, Krishna Prem, Janmai, Pachir Alpa Sangha. These 5 kinds of bhakti. If somebody will do a little bit, yet it will be cause of heart creating prem. Among these 5, 3 is prominent, Savan, Kirtan and Smaran. Among them, only one, that means Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtan is best. Prabhupada told, "I came to distribute for why Mahaprabhu came and what Mahaprabhu want to distribute. I came in this world for same, but I have to bound to cut so many jungles. I have no time to preach all these things. The last time of Prabhupada, he remarked that I want to distribute same thing for who is there, for what reason Srila Srimad Mahaprabhu came. But this place is not so proper, so I bound to cut so many jungles, so it takes so much time, so I could not distribute properly. Then Rudra told about Arup Siddha Bhakti. Arup Siddha means? Arup Siddha. Then it is not proper bhakti, but we Arup means, I forget the English term.
Superimpose.
Yes, impose.
Superimpose.
What?
Superimpose.
Superimpose.
We tell it is bhakti, but it is not.
Yes.
It is not within the 64.
Yes. Superimpose is not devotion. Just like somebody make a very big garden. Some of them he offered to Thakurji. Make garden, all these things are mentioned in Rudra Goswami Pad, that it is bhakti. But something we are offering Hari Gurjan Vaishnav, so this part is called bhakti. Not pure bhakti. Just like Vaishnavas has 26 kinds of qualities. Kripalu, that means merciful, so many things. One is prominent, Krishna Iko Saran. He fully surrendered, completely surrendered lotus feet of Krishna. After that, all kinds of virtues will be like bhakti. What is Arup Siddha? It is an example of Sangha Siddha. Arup Siddha, that we are doing, making garden, something, and we are offering to Thakurji, then it is bhakti. If we not offer, it is not bhakti. We are about 80%, 90% offering, we are using for ourselves, for our family member, for relative. Only 5%, 10% using for Thakurji, sometime or sometime not also. So we are imposing that we are doing bhakti. So it is called Arup Siddha. After that, Sangha Siddha. If we do something with Vaishnavas, that is called Sangha Siddha. Let us give an example that Vaishnava has so many qualities. Kripalu, Apritadroha, Satya, Sar, Sama, Nirdos, Madanna, Badanna, Mridu, Suchi, Akinchan, after that Krishna Ika Saran. Krishna Ika Saran means he surrendered himself or he takes shelter of Krishna through Vaishnava and Gurudev. So if there is Krishna Ika Saran, then all are bhakti. If no Krishna Ika Saran, and he has so many qualities, it is not bhakti. So Krishna Ika Saran is prominent, other than is not prominent. Like us, we put another example. Trinadapi sunichena taralapi sahishnuna amanina manodena kirtaniya sadahari. Trinadapi sunich, that more humble than grass and tolerant, the more tolerant than tree. It will come very easily. If there is bhakti, it will come automatically. But in a materialistic person, sense enjoyers person, if that is like humble like grass, he has tolerance power like tree, but he never do kirtan, that this bhakti is go in vain, it is no value. But if kirtaniya sadavari is always doing kirtan, harinam kirtan, speaking, hearing harikatha, then all bhakti is good. If not, then nothing. Like Bharat Maharaj, when he entangled with that baby deer, in Sanskrit it's called Hira, Hari. At first Hari, after that Na, Hari plus Na, Harin. So Brahma is telling, oh, if anyone uttered Harin, 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 then he is most fortunate person in this planet. because Hari is coming automatically. So Hari Nam is best. Hari, keep his feet, it is very auspicious for sacrifice. And the goddess Earth blessed for taking his marks. So he's thinking that, oh, if I utter Harin Harin, then Hari will be, must come. So he forgets everything. So Gurudev wants to give another example in this context. That likewise, nowadays, the ISKCONs are built so many temples, so big temples. Likewise, in southern India, so big temple, but nowadays nobody is taking care of all these, only peasants are living there and bears. So temple must be for using devotee. Islam has told that in ISKCON also the Mayabadi, Murari Bapu can come, film star, that Hema Malini can come. The Mayabadi Murari Bapu can come and film star Hema Malini can come, she can make dance, but pure devotee couldn't enter there. So they are thinking and we are doing so much bhakti. If they do sadhusanga, then that part is bhakti. Rather, if garden sadhusanga, if they do, then it will be sangha siddha. Even they are not doing sangha siddha also. They are imposing that we are doing very high class of devotion.
It would be bhakti if they do sadhusanga.
Pardon?
You said it would be bhakti if they do sadhusanga.
Again?
Building a temple, it would be bhakti if they do sadhusanga.
Yes, if they do sadhusanga and they respect sadhu, it is okay. Because making temple is not any part of the devotion according to Rupa Goswami Pada. So if we are making temple, but if we respect sadhu, sadhus will come, they will deliver their speech there, then it is okay. But if the sadhus will come, sadhus are allowed to come there, then it is not devotion. So we have to be careful in this point. We have to respect sadhus. So even with the told they are not doing sangha siddha bhakti also. Then imposing, then they are doing something arop, then imposing that arop siddha.
I heard Gurudev said they have so many gurus, but what, they can't even recognize a real guru.
Yes, I'm. So, after that Guru Dev told, they have so many sannyasis, but Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj cheat all of them. He want to do some prachar through them, so he never give them proper name also according to Vedic literature, Vedic culture. After Guru Dev told, the Sarva Siddha also so many types, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic and Nirgun. So what is tamasic sarva siddha bhakti? It took initiation from a bona fide Gurudev. But he is chanting, he is doing his bhajan, but he is telling, oh, he is my enemy. If he will die, it is better for me. So this kind of bhakti called sarva siddha, tamasic sarva siddha bhakti. Just I am giving one example. When our first part of Jayavadharma will publish, you can see same thing. That they want to kill Brajanath, because Brajanath is so high qualified devotee and so great scholar. That he always defeat another scholars. So they are doing some austerity at night, going graveyard place. So they are thinking, oh, he must die like this. They are not sarva siddha bhakti. not tamasic sarvasiddha bhakti. I don't know if they took initiation and tamasic sarvasiddha bhakti. If keeping some mood, oh, I am doing bhajan, he is my enemy, he must die. This kind of devotion called tamasic sarvasiddha bhakti. After that, rajasic sarvasiddha bhakti. For doing sarvasiddha bhakti, maybe tamasic or rajasic or sattvic or whatever, what is about nirgun, they must be initiated. Rajasic means we want to do Janmashtami festival or Ramnavami festival, Gaur Purnim. So we collect for whole year. Forget to Shravan Kirtan. Always engage for collection, collection, collection. After that, during day of Janmashtami or during day of Gaur Purnim, we engage so many person for doing Pravachan, everything, but myself I am not doing anything. I forget to chant, forget to remember, forget to hearing, everything I forget. Then what is this? It is called Rajasic Sarvasiddha Bhakti. Because I took initiation, but we are doing so many things. Our ultimate goal is to do Shravan Kirtan, I forget. I have no time. So this is called Rajasic Sarvasiddha Bhakti. Someone can ask me, so why you are doing in Mathura? So big festival, why you are doing here Gaur Purnim? So big program, but we are not engaged whole year. We are not living our Shravan Kirtan. We are doing everything. And doing everything, we are doing all these programs. So our